Officials are moving forward after the state Justice Department finds no criminal violations nor misconduct at the state Veterans Agency. Wisconsin Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skoka says military veterans are relieved to hear the news and can begin to reestablish their trust in the way veterans' issues are being handled at the state level. Skoka's key concern right now is providing treatment for PTSD and other mental health issues for returning veterans.
I believe that if we do not connect with our personnel upon their arrival back to Wisconsin, follow up with the needed physical, mental, educational, and information programs and interventions, we as a society are likely to pay for their service for a very long time. It's the right thing to do and fiscally the responsible thing to do. Freedom has a cost that we all bear.
Skoka says 25% to 40% of the returning veterans experience a mental health disorder. He's actively working on acquiring funds for programs that benefit veterans, including outreach, reintegration, and maintaining the solvency of the Veterans Trust Fund. Governor Jim Doyle, earlier this week at a Veterans Day ceremony, touted Wisconsin's commitment to veterans, saying the Badger State leads the way among all states in the country.
Even in the most difficult economic times that we have confronted since the Depression, even at a time when we are having to cut almost anything we can find to cut in state government, we have not backed off on our commitment to the veterans of this state.
Doyle cites tuition remission, job training, outreach, free admission to state parks and trails as just a few of the many benefits offered to Wisconsin veterans. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.